Cowboys six-time All-Pro Zach Martin. Thinking about holding out, according to Adam Schefter. Now, damn. I will say this, Cowboy Nation. There's truth to this because all through OTAs and mini camps, Zach Martin didn't participate, and we were thinking of maybe it's something else. Maybe he do have soft tissue issues, but now we know what's the real deal, Holyfield, and the real deal, Holyfield, is the money. He's not happy about his salary. He want more money and rightfully deserving more money. Zach Martin last year was the only guy out of the front five that stood tall and played every game. So, yes, Zach Martin should get that money, get that bag. He deserves every penny. And I don't want to hear anyone saying that, hey, hold on, don't pay Zach Martin. Now, I would say this too. Now, when a player is unhappy like him, the Cowboys need to hurry up and put that Band-Aid over it, make sure that it healed correctly, and not go back and forth with this, because the front five, the offensive line unit, that is the only unit that everybody got to be on the same page. Everybody got to be in the same situation, that knowing that, hey, I got a guy to the right of me or to the left of me. We are on the same page, especially when you're trying to pick up a new offensive scheme, philosophy, and things like that. Now, the Cowboys' philosophy is just that. It is what it is. They don't like to pay people too soon, right? And if they do, they try to lowball you. There's other news and storyline out there, even with my guy Trayvon Diggs, according to Dez Bryant. They've been talking, they've been going back and forth with each other on money aspect, on how the Cowboys rightfully should go ahead and pay Trayvon Diggs, but the Cowboys don't want to do that. Now,
and far as Diggs getting paid, me and Diggs been, you know, like I say this, me and Diggs been, you know, we've been talking. And I just tell you some of the things that I've been saying to Diggs. Diggs, you've done something that a lot of cornerbacks have not done, you know, in their first 3 years in the NFL. Name one cornerback besides the cornerback 81. What's his name? Dick Train? That was him, right? Dick Train, right? In 81, who had the interception record.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Dick Train Lane.
Yep. And, yeah, like, nobody has done that. And, like, I told Diggs, and I'm not going to get, you know, too deep in our conversation, but I've told him, I said, hey, that's not – you don't compromise that. You don't compromise that. And – but I just told him, you don't compromise that. I say this, he is not trying to knock them across the head. I will say that. And I will say they're not trying to be fair to him. And I feel like what he's asking for, he is rightfully deserving of that contract. You know, I believe it should all be guaranteed. That's my opinion. I'm not going to get into full details of our conversation. You know, so it might not make sense. I'm proud to be able to have those conversations with him because I understand what he's going through. You know, he's never been in that position before. He don't understand his value. He don't understand who he is. He don't understand what he truly means to that organization. He loves the game of football.
Of course. My guy Trayvon Diggs was right there with my guy Everson Walls in the interception category, especially with 11 of them for the Cowboys record. There's Everson Walls, there's my guy Trayvon Diggs, and then there's Mel Renfrow. Those guys got those interceptions locked down like no other. Now, Mel Renfrow, he did have 10. He didn't get a chance to have 11 like Walls and my guy Trayvon Diggs. But the reality of it is, you got to pay these guys. And the only thing, like I've been saying for a long time now, that can really get this ball rolling would be to go ahead and extending Dak Prescott, put more and more money out there on the table. Now, if you have your reservations on said quarterback, you can go through this whole season without paying him, right? But the problem is you got still 2 years on his contract of guaranteed money, which will the cap hit will be $59 million. So all of the contracts are to be down, right? So at the end of the day, the Cowboys got to do something. You can't sit back and let these players feel a certain type of way and wanting to win in advance and going to multiple playoff games and beyond, right? So the money is it for real, and that's where it got to be at. I tell people all the time, when we was talking last night about that with Jesse Holly, shout out to The Final Word, me, my guy, Boss Cowboy, the OC, and Big Game James, I was saying that this right here is true. For the love of money is the root of all evil. But if you also read down a little further, it says money answereth all things, not some things. And these players, they need some answers out here. So from what I can see here, the Cowboys need to get around and pay my guy Zach Martin and not hold his feet to the fire and figure out this thing with Terrence Steele and figure out this thing as well with Trayvon Diggs. And think about this. There's another guy that he ain't going to be holding back at all. And his name is Michael Parsons. So the Cowboys are in a money crunch. And I not even left out my guy CeeDee Lamb. There's a lot of people that you got to pay. And the only way that you can open up that floodgate or that gateway will be rain, Dakota Prescott, because that's just where the money will follow and flow at. You still got 2 years of guaranteed money. Stretch that out. Add more and more money to the table so that you can pay out everyone. That's the only way. Unfortunately, or you're going to accept the casualties, and it's casualties in war, and this money war. Somebody not going to be able to make it that have not been paid yet. And it could be Trayvon Diggs or Terrence Steele. And you bet not say Zach Martin. He's the super glue, or he is the bonding of it all for this front five. That's been my time. I really thank you all for yours. And remember, you're listening to nothing but the best. Go Cowboys.